to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack, situation, what's your snacking on?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Snack Situation. That's right, it's the hottest podcast in the history of podcasting, where we, your hosts, I'm Chris Sims, and with me as always is Mr. Matt Wilson.
Hello.
Eat snacks, and we talk about them. Hi, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. I had a light lunch. We're doing basically dessert on Snack Situation this time out.
Sort of. I am familiar with one of these, and it is a savory snack.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Most of these, I think, are sweet. But we're post-lunch on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be what I would consider to be, like, you know, the dessert after lunch. I had a light lunch so I could try all of these. What we're doing this time around, not last month, but the month before, we tried all the savory snacks, or at least most of them, from a big, big box of Filipino snacks we received from listener Patrick Fainer. This month, we are doing the sweet snacks from that box, and just getting in under the wire on some of these expiration dates.
I am a fool, Matt.
Uh-huh.
I am basically a large child. You know this. I call you for advice on car purchases and taxes. I just had these in the box they came in, like under my desk the whole time. It wasn't until like 2 weeks ago where we were doing some cleaning that I was like, oh, and so I got out a plastic container that I could seal and put the snacks in there instead.
Yeah, so that does make sense. I also kept them in the cardboard box because I'm a dummy.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
But, I mean, most of them are sealed and wrapped up already. It's not like they're just out in the open. I will say we have beaten the expiration date on the bourbon fettuccine gummy.
Those are three words I did not ever want to see together.
Bourbon, I believe, is the brand name. I don't think it has anything to do with the flavor. But the expiration date on that is September 13th.
Are you sure? Because there's like a rocks glass, a photo of a rocks glass on this package.
I mean, maybe the flavor is bourbon.
I don't know. We'll find out. Before we get into that, Matt, what'd you have for lunch?
I had some wings. Some leftover wings.
My boy loves wings.
Love some wings.
Hot wings?
No. So, okay. I made a mistake.
Okay.
We're going to do a quick meal situation before we do snack situation.
Look, the focus is snacks, but I think if one thing has been made clear for the, how long have we been doing this show? A year? More?
More, probably. Yeah, I don't know.
One thing that's, it's really after the things we've seen. It's tough to figure it out.
I know we went to the Mountain State Fair last year and did Snack Situation, and the Mountain State Fair is going on right now. So,
is the Mountain State Fair going on now?
It's going on right now.
Oh, will it be going on next week?
Yes, but next week is we'll talk about next week off mic.
Okay. All right. Because I got my Wild Bill soda cup ready to go in the chamber.
I do too.
State Fair has not happened yet. If those episodes have proven anything, Matt, it's that this is a show that is also about our food journey.
You know, you're right. We should have called the show Food Journey. But Snack Situation is also...
Don't stop the eating.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh, that's very good. This is almost as bad as a Beyond the Mats situation.
So, I made a mistake.
Okay.
My wife is out of town this weekend.
Okay. I know where this is going.
She is attending a baby shower for one of her school friends from young times. So she's in Pennsylvania. So I had free reign to go eat whatever food I wanted. And Chris, I got to tell you, I have a current obsession. And that obsession is lemon pepper wings.
Yeah, you've mentioned those. I think you've mentioned those before on this show, that you are a lemon pepper wings guy.
I enjoy a lemon pepper wing now. And eventually I'm going to go down to Atlanta and try like lemon pepper wings from the source. Cause I'm sure that's where they're good. Like really good. But
is that where lemon pepper wings come from? I did not know that.
Yeah. It's a delicacy in Atlanta. That said, I have eaten lemon pepper wings several times from, of all places, a sandwich and wing shop in the outlet mall here in Asheville. And that sounds like they should be bad, but they are in fact really good. The lemon pepper wings there are super good. I should have gone back there.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, I thought, I need to try some lemon pepper wings from somewhere else. You know, spread around my experience. So I went to Wild Wing Cafe yesterday.
Oh.
And got an order of lemon pepper wings and then some chipotle barbecue wings. Let me tell you, Chris, those lemon pepper wings might as well have just been plain. Like, they didn't taste like anything. They definitely didn't taste like lemon pepper. I don't know what is going on with Wild Wing Cafe thinking that they have lemon pepper wings on the menu, because they don't. But I had some leftover ones because you have to buy 12 if you're going to buy wings there. So I ate half of them last night for dinner, and then I ate the other half for lunch because I wasn't going to let them go to waste. But the let me tell you, the lemon pepper wings, Wild Wing Cafe, not the real deal.
Look, here's the thing about Wild Wing Cafe, Matt. Wild Wing Cafe is not bad.
It's fine. The chipotle barbecue wings were fine.
It is the second best wing chain with the word wild in their name.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's not wrong. What I've heard is that Wingstop has especially good lemon pepper wings.
I do want to point out, I believe, I thought I heard the door behind me open and close. I think as soon as we mentioned the Mountain State Fair, my wife came in to interrupt, thought better of it, and then just started texting me.
Okay, yeah.
From the other room.
But Rick Ross's Wingstop, which he owns numerous locations of.
Like the boss Rick Ross?
Yeah. They apparently have good lemon pepper wings. There are a number of lemon pepper wing spots in Atlanta that I want to try. But that's my story, Chris. That's my lunch story. What did you have for lunch?
I had biscuits and gravy at a diner here.
That sounds great.
Yeah, no, it was very, very good. We did the crossword, had some coffee and some biscuits and gravy. It was very, very nice.
That sounds good. So now we will head into these Filipino sweet snacks.
Alrighty, what do you want to start with? Should we start with the bourbon fettuccine gummies?
I think let's just rip off that Band-Aid.
Yeah, I'm kind of dreading it. So this is a red, bright, friendly foil package. It does say fettuccine gummy on it.
They really do want – I think fettuccine is about the shape.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
So maybe bourbon is actually the flavor. It looks like the brand name, but I can't see anything else that indicates flavor. They really want you to keep these fresh.
Yeah, it is double sealed.
It is double sealed. There's a little Ziploc mechanism here.
Oh yeah, Matt, that is bourbon flavor.
That's I covered in like a powdered sugar.
Take a whiff. Take a whiff on that.
I'm sniffing it. It smells bourbony.
Doesn't smell great.
I wonder if these are actually alcoholic.
Well, let's find out. You ready?
Okay.
Here's to you. Huh.
I'm not getting any alcohol. I'm just getting a bourbon flavor.
I'm not really even getting a bourbon flavor. I'm getting more of a like a cola flavor, honestly. Maybe bourbon is the manufacturer.
Or maybe root beer.
Maybe like a root beer.
I mean, it's fine.
No, it's I not, think you're right, because the website is bourbon.co.jp.
There's nothing bad about this.
No, it's actually fine.
It's fine.
I'm not a fan of the shape.
I think maybe the glass on the container is like supposed to be cola.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It tastes kind of like cola.
It did have a powerful scent when I opened it up.
The taste was not as bad as the smell.
No, not nearly. They do not smell good.
It's not bad. I was expecting much worse than what this is. I don't know if I want another one.
Yeah, I had two, and I'm kind of dumb.
But it's not bad. All right, do we want to dive into the Ziploc bag now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, the Ziploc bag has a number of different things in it.
Yeah, these are assorted.
And some of these, I don't know how we're going to do on the show per se. I think we're just going to have to, like, pop in some of these hard candies and spit them out.
Can we not do the hard candies?
You want to skip the hard – I feel like we have to do all of these.
Hard candies are a bad fit for the show. Also, if I put one of these hard candies in my mouth, I know I'm just going to be tasting it for the rest of the day.
Okay. So, all right. We'll do this. We'll finish recording. I'll try the hard candies. There are only two of them. I'll try the hard candies and report back.
Okay, but you'll do a remote on the hard candies.
For the purposes of the official tasting, the hard candies are disqualified. We're just counting out hard candies.
Yes.
But there's one in a kind of a teal wrapper that says the chocolate on it.
The chocolate.
The chocolate. There's one in a green wrapper that has no English lettering on it. It's just a green wrapper with what I would assume is kanji on here.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to try one of these Kit Kats?
Yeah. Okay. Now we have four different varieties of Kit Kats, and I got to say, I love them because
I have three varieties of Kit Kats.
Do you also have the single packaged ones?
I have one in a green and white package.
Okay.
That seems to be some kind of berry flavor. Oh, wait. Yep.
Yeah.
I thought these were the same one. They're different. Yep. Nope, they're the same. They're the same. They've got like berries and nuts on them. So these are two of the same one.
Yes.
And then we've got one in a black package.
Kit Kat, do your best.
I don't see do your best on here.
Mine says – okay, here's my theory on these. I've got one that says do your best. I've got two that say good job on the back. And it looks like there is a little space for you to write a message. So I am feeling like maybe these are like – I mean not Valentine's candies, but maybe like little happy candies to put in a lunch bag or to give to give to somebody at work who did a good job.
Something to give a kid in their lunch bag, yeah. I think is probably what the right call.
Here's the thing I love about these. The slogan for Kit Kat in Japan, because I believe these are Japanese Kit Kats.
I believe you're right. Yes.
Yeah. Is have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Which is not exactly give me a break.
It's very close to give me a break, bring me a piece of that Kit Kat bar like we have here. But I also like, hey, just have a break. Have a break. Kit Kat.
Have a Kit Kat. Okay. So I've only got three varieties of Kit Kat. One in a red package, one in a black package, and one in a white and green package.
Okay, I've got the white and green ones, which look to be some kind of berry. And then I have the black, the red, and I've got a green and gold.
I didn't get that one. I do have green and gold. I mistook that for the black. I thought I had doubles of the black. Okay, so I do have all that you have.
I am a fan of foreign Kit Kats.
So I believe red is the original.
Okay.
So let's start there.
Okay, get a baseline. Get a KKBL.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, nope. This is some kind of pink Kit Kat.
Ooh, all right.
Well, we don't know what territory we're getting into here. I think this might be strawberry.
Okay, let me have a break here. Oh, yeah, there's strawberry.
That's very nice.
Very powerful. Very powerful, but very good. Very sweet.
It's a little weirdly minty.
I quite like it.
It's good.
I want to do this green and white package one.
So we're going to do all the Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Together?
Yes.
I think this might be green tea.
It looks like it might be. It might also be wasabi.
Well, I very much like green tea Kit Kats. I've never had wasabi before.
No, are you doing the green and white one or the green and gold one?
I'm doing the green and white one.
Okay, yeah. Oh, this. Ooh.
Or green and gold. I was doing green and gold. Are we doing green and white?
We're doing the green and white one. Matt, this has a topping on it of some kind.
Okay, green and white is some kind of berry thing.
Yeah, I have not seen this manner of Kit Kat before.
Hmm, interesting. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting combination of flavors.
Yeah. Can't quite place it.
And I think that's green tea with like a berry topping.
Yeah. I've never seen a Kit Kat that had like a topping of that sort before.
Berries and some kind of nut. I think that might be an almond.
Maybe so.
That's not bad. Pretty good.
I do feel like it is gilding the lily of a Kit Kat, which is I would say very close to being a perfect unit of candy bar.
But that's Japanese Kit Kat's whole deal, right? Of all these different flavors.
That's true.
So now I'm opening the green and gold.
Okay. This looks probably like it's just straight up green tea Kit Kat.
It's either green tea or wasabi, as you said.
Yeah, I think it's green tea.
I very much like the green tea Kit Kats, so I hope it is.
Mm-hmm. This is a green tea. Delicious. Quite good.
Delicious. Just such a nice, not overbearing, smooth flavor.
Mm-hmm. Kit Kat might honestly be like the all-time international snack champion.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah.
All right, finally we're going to do the black one.
Kit Kat Black. Kit Kat Noir.
Kit Kat Exclusive. All right, this just seems to be like a dark chocolate.
Yeah, it looks like it's just a dark chocolate Kit Kat.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep. It's good.
It's good.
Quite good.
4 for 4 on the Kit Kats.
Yeah. Kit Kats, A+. I would encourage you, if you are in another country, obviously sample the local snacks. I think we've made that clear. You got to try it. But if you do want something reliable, if you want like a sure thing, grab a local Kit Kat and you'll probably have a pretty good time.
Okay, we got a couple more things from the Ziploc bag, but we're going to move into something else now. Now, we've got these two packages that seem to be basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But one has an anime girl on it, and one has like a cartoon cat.
Yes, that cartoon cat, I believe, is Doraemon.
And there's like a weird scientist guy on there, too.
Yeah. I am almost certain that the one with Doraemon on it is going to be Savory, and that it's going to be basically a very, very large Cheeto. The anime girl? I have no idea what this is.
They're essentially the same thing. They're very light. They do feel like a large Cheeto. But I don't know. I don't know if they're the same or if they're different. I guess we got to try both at the same time to see.
Now, there is a URL on the anime girl packaging. It's entirely in Japanese, so that's not really helping me.
It's yaokin.com.
Yeah.
Y-A-O-K-I-N.
Let's do the Doraemon one first, because I think we got to talk about this mascot in depth. Okay,
and also, these are expired, just FYI.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. These are going to get, like, a small bite. Yeah, so the Doraemon one is, in fact, this is a giant Cheeto. This is, like, a 4-inch Cheeto.
It's got a hole down the middle. Like it's it should be filled with something.
No, I have had these before when I got the Japan Crate snack box, and they're good. They're very light. They're giant Cheetos. They're like corn chips.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Mmm, actually pretty good.
Not a cheesy flavor.
And it's more barbecue.
Like a barbecue-y flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. Quite like it.
It's like if a Cheeto was a churro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you made it barbecue flavors.
It's got it's the consistency of a Cheeto. It's the structure. It's structurally a Cheeto.
But shape-wise, it's a churro.
Yes.
So now the one with the anime girl.
Okay. So I just did a quick Google Translate. Apparently, this girl's name is Umami-chan.
Okay. She's got gray hair.
She has gray hair. She's wearing a large hat that looks like it might be made of the Cheeto, the substance that we're looking at. She's got like a bow tie and a cummerbund, but is also dressed as a schoolgirl. And she may also be an idol of some kind. But my favorite thing about her is that on one of these, she is holding a microphone stand with what is clearly the product in the package in place of a microphone.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So there are two different versions.
There are, judging by this website, there are 4 different versions, depending on what Umami-chan is doing on the box here.
Okay, well, we've got one where she's holding the microphone stand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got one where she's just kind of like holding her hands out.
I've got one where she's playing it like a flute.
Okay, I don't have that. I have one where she's just kind of like holding her arms out as if to ask for a hug.
Okay, yeah, I see a picture of that on here.
And she's wearing, like, a basket on her head. A basket with a bow on it.
Yeah, it's like a big, tall hat that I think is meant to be the product.
I see.
Big Umbrella is the name of this thing.
All right.
So the one with, what is it, Goemon?
Doraemon.
Doraemon. Goemon's something else.
Yes.
That one was barbecue-y. I believe this one is cheesy.
Okay. All right, so are we opening this up?
Yeah.
All right, are we doing the one we have, the Mike Sam one?
I'm doing the other one.
Okay, let me open that one up then. Oh, this did not fare well in transit.
Fell apart?
Yeah, a little bit. Also not bad. Cheesy. This is much more like a Cheeto.
I prefer this to the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, milder flavor. Exactly, too.
It tastes almost exactly like a Cheeto.
Yeah, I actually quite like it. I think this is very good. It's a weird unit of snack, right?
A very weird unit of snack, and kind of messy.
Well, because
like crumbs like, all over the place.
Assuming you just grab this off the convenience store shelf and pop it open, you're just getting one large Cheeto that you can eat like a candy bar, which is an odd unit of Cheeto.
The beauty of a Cheeto is that it's big enough or small enough that you can fit it in your mouth, and so you don't have crumbs going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to eat it like this, you take a bite and crumbs go all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not well thought out, I wouldn't say.
But it is a popular snack shape in Japan, from what I can tell.
Okay, so we've got a couple candy bars
here. Oh, we're not trying the other one? Is it the same?
I think they're the same.
I have already opened it. Let me
all get right. in here. Give me your report.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same. Also tasty.
Okay. So we've got two candy bars here.
Do you want to do the small candies first?
Yeah, we can do. So I believe the flat tops.
Yes.
Is also a hard candy.
Is it?
I believe so.
I think you might be right. Yeah, I'm giving it a squeeze. That's a hard candy.
But Choc-Nut is not.
Love Choc-Nut so far. First of all, A-plus name, Choc-Nut.
It's very crumbly.
It's shaped kind of like a girder.
Yes, that's right on the money.
All right, let's have a bite of Choc-Nut.
Oh, God.
Okay, I have yet to put it in my mouth. You stopped me on the way to my mouth.
Well, don't let me throw you off.
Oh. Mmm. Oh, yeah, I get it. It's not the flavor.
It's like vaguely peanut butter flavored sand.
Yeah, it crumbles to sand in your mouth.
Ugh. I hate that texture.
It's very odd.
God.
Yeah, not a fan of Choc-Nut. The flavor is not bad.
You know, this may be our fault.
Yeah.
For waiting so long on these.
Here's the thing. We love and appreciate everyone who sends us snacks. And we appreciate that you want us to experience a variety of the snacks. These big, big boxes are hard to get through all at once.
Okay. Let's move on from that.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I just took a drink and it's still like kicking around in the mouth there.
So we've got, as I said, we've got two candy bars here.
I'm actually looking forward to these.
So one is a Cadbury candy bar that I cannot read the name of.
This is Five Star.
Five Star. Okay. Mine has a sticker that says free on it.
Mine, the sticker was removed, and I kind of wondered what it was.
I tried to remove the sticker. It wasn't working. But, yeah, most of the words Five Star are covered up by a sticker that says free.
Do you think we got remaindered candy?
I think your part of the sticker might have said buy one, get one.
Okay.
So I'm guessing these were buy one, get one free, Five Star.
Now, the expiration date on these, Matt, is, well, I guess it says 01/06/18. That's probably June 1st, not
it's January June 1st, not January 1st.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better about this.
Okay, we're going to try the Five Star first.
What is your husband do? Oh, he eats expired snacks on audio for money.
What did your husband do?
How did he die?
Yeah. My condolences. Okay, here we go.
All right, we're trying Five Star?
We're trying Five Star. I love a Cadbury candy bar.
Mmm. Mmm. I like it. Five Star, sorry.
So we've got chocolate on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's dairy milk, but it's nice chocolate. Then, like, a ring of caramel under that. Then some kind of, like, dark nougat.
What like, it says on the package here is Cadbury milk chocolate plus caramel plus soft chocolatey center plus something else that piece of the wrapper has been lost. Oh, wait, here we go. Plus crunchy biscuits. Yeah.
So I thought it was some kind of nut, but it's actually, like, cookie pieces.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, this is quite good. 5-star is very good. I just took another
bite. It's like a take on Twix a little bit.
Yeah. But, you know, I think I would prefer this to a Twix.
All right, next we have Cloud 9 Classic.
Luscious caramel, crunchy peanuts, and soft nougat in rich chocolate.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, now this is made by the Jack and Jill company, which I do not believe we have in America.
Here's the question. Mm-hmm. How does this hold up to a Snickers, right?
Interesting.
Because you got to compete with Snickers when you're going for the peanut candy bar.
Yeah. It's small. I actually like this as a distinct size of candy bar. This is, like, I would say maybe about 3/4 the size of a Snickers, maybe 2/3.
It's like 3 fun sizes.
Yeah, about like 3 fun sizes.
I think this melted.
It does look like it has maybe melted and reformed.
So
it's got a darker chocolate than you would expect from a Snickers.
That's on us.
Yeah, that one's on us.
Diving in.
Not like a Snickers at all.
No, the nougat is almost white.
Yeah, it's a chewy one. More like a Charleston Chew.
That's almost marshmallowy.
Yeah, I don't dislike it by any means. It's actually quite tasty.
I would prefer a more regular nougat.
I definitely prefer the 5-star flavor to the Cloud 9.
I get it now. Cloud 9. The nougat is cloudy white.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the gimmick.
That's the gimmick.
It's fine.
It
would not be my go-to candy bar.
It is much like a Charleston Chew, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got this other Ziploc bag that's got what looks like these, like, homemade items in it. So this would definitely not be for ranking on the show. Mm-hmm. These are not packaged snacks.
Right. Are we going to eat these?
Do you want to give these a try?
You know what? In for a penny. They're sealed.
I mean, if Patrick... Oh, okay, Patrick, if you wanted to poison us, I guess you're succeeding here.
You know, I wasn't even thinking about that, and now I am, Matt, and you know I got the anxiety.
I'm sorry.
Okay. These are multiply wrapped.
Interesting smell. Looks like cashew bits on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Ow. A little too hard.
A little hard?
Can't get my teeth through it.
Age might have killed these.
Might have killed these, I'm afraid. Yeah, that's a hard tooth.
Patrick, I'm sorry about that.
Patrick, we are sure they were lovely.
I'm sure they were very good, but we waited too long.
That is on us and our scheduling.
So I'm going to try the hard candies after this and add a little note to the end of the show. But where are we going to rank these Filipino sweet snacks?
Overall, I think the Filipino sweets, as opposed to the Filipino savories, which we have between the Euro snacks and Grippo salt and vinegar, Filipino sweets, I think, have been done pretty well. I will say, though, a lot of these are actually Japanese.
That is true. That is true.
But I think
the Kit Kats are definitely Japanese.
These are available in stores in the Philippines in a way that they are not in the United States, I think is the point.
Yes.
I would say...
So we should probably not call these Filipino sweets then. We should call them sweets from the Philippines.
Sweets from the Philippines, I think, is good.
Because all of these Kit Kats are Japanese, I know. I believe these hard candies are Japanese. Cloud 9...
Cloud 9 is from the Philippines.
Jack and Jill is something we ran into on the savories. Yeah, this is a product of the Philippines.
Both Cloud 9 and 5 Star are from the Philippines. The packaging here does say it is from a Philippines importer.
5 Star is a product of India.
Yeah.
Product of India. Fettuccine Gummy is Japanese. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these are Japanese. I think we should not include the giant Cheetos in this.
No, but I will say I did enjoy all of those.
Yeah, they don't harm or help, per se, the Filipino savories score. We're just going to throw that into there.
Right.
Even though these are Japanese snacks also, but you understand the distinction we're making, everybody. Yes.
I would say, here's what I would say. If it was just the Kit Kats, we would be looking very high on the list.
Sure. Kit Kats are great.
5 Star, I thought, was a solid, like, A minus, B plus. Cloud 9 was okay, but I'd still give it, like, a B minus.
I would give it more like a C, but 5 Star, considerably better.
Yeah.
5 Star, like, B plus, A minus.
Here's where we're going to run into trouble. Didn't care for the fettuccine gummies. Just in terms of, like, size and shape. The taste was fine. Presentation is lacking.
I thought it was okay. It was okay.
Chocnut was an unpleasant experience.
Yeah, it was sandy. It was crumbly and sandy.
Just a quite unpleasant experience.
Yeah. It probably drags everything else down a little bit.
Yeah. Overall, I do think this is better than our first round of Euro snacks, primarily because we didn't get a lot of variety in what we had with the Euro snacks, and also that crispy one was bad. The one that like was like putting shards into your teeth.
Okay. I don't think altogether these are better though than the Manicho Duo,
mm-hmm.
which was just a nice candy experience.
Yeah. Again, if it was just the Kit Kats, I think we'd be looking at, like, maybe in Thin Mint's neighborhood.
We'd be looking even maybe around salted caramel and vanilla Tim Tams.
Yeah. Yeah.
But since this was the Kit Kats and the very unfortunate Chocnut, and two solid but one below average, one above average candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fettuccine gummy, which not as bad as I thought, but I don't really want another one. I think between Manicho Duo and Euro snacks is where these are going to go.
Yeah. I think Sweets from the Philippines is going to enter the list there. Not a bad showing by any means. This is, I would say, the good section of the list.
Certainly. I loved those Black Forest Tim Tams. And they are just above Manicho Duo.
Yeah. Things this is above, Grippo Salt and Vinegar, the Chalk Mint Tim Tams, Osito Blanco, and certainly above like things like Pepsi Fire and Beijing Special Product.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a good ranking for these. Absolutely love the Kit Kats. Most everything else was fine to not bad. Chocnut just crumbled into dust in your mouth.
Like literally like eating ashes that were lightly that maybe peanut butter and chocolate had passed by on the street.
Yes. Yes.
Which again could be due to age. Please write in if you wish to defend Chocnut and say that that's on us. Like we can accept that.
I'm more than willing to accept that we just waited too long on some of these. Okay.
No. Matt, did we put Wild Bill on the list here? Did we decide we were not going to do that?
So we ranked all the Wild Bills against each other. We graded them. Mm-hmm. We never put Wild Bills on the list.
Do you want to do that or no?
We can. I think we talked about it being somewhere around 1893 from the makers of Pepsi.
Yes, agreed. I think it's going to go below 1893 from the makers of Pepsi because, as we discussed at length, the value factor.
Sure.
Yeah. So that is also going to end the list. Just above popcorn, though, which has been our like kind of standard demarcation.
That was our first ever item on the list, popcorn.
It is what we judge everything against. So
the snack.
The snack.
It is the dictionary definition of a snack, popcorn.
Had some at the ballpark the other day.
All right, everybody. I think that's going to do it for this taste test on snack situation. I'm going to come back with a little post-credit sequence about these hard candies. But aside from that, we did it. Thank you, Patrick, for sending in this box of stuff from the Philippines. We really appreciate it. We are sorry we were not able to try your homemade snack. Maybe as a rule for the future, don't send us homemade stuff.
Yeah. It tends to not hold up well in transit.
Not because we don't want it, but because it doesn't hold up well in transit. And it takes us so long to get to these for the show that more than likely it's going to go bad before we can try it.
Yeah.
Also, you know, we love you guys. We love our listeners. But something that is unpackaged and open, sent in the mail, a little weird to put in your mouth.
We were willing to do it. But yes, that is true.
So please don't send us homemade stuff, even though I am sure these were delicious, and we're sorry that we didn't get to them. Chris, before we get out of here, any final thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I want to say I appreciate it. I am kind of looking forward into throwing ourselves back into the wide world of snacks. We've had several kind of offbeat theme episodes lately. I'm kind of looking forward to, like, we've got a bunch of new Oreo flavors, which we are not going to try.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I could not get you to do that. But, you know, we're coming up on the holiday times, which means a lot of seasonal candies and snacks are going to be available.
Yes, and I'm sure we could try those. Maybe for October we'll do something spooky.
Ooh.
There's going to be lots of Halloween candy around.
I do already have Halloween Oreos in the house right now.
If we don't do just straight up Halloween candy, maybe we can do something Halloween related for October. If any of you have any suggestions for that, let us know.
All right, that's going to do it for our September installment of Snack Situation. Hope everyone enjoyed it and had a good time. Matt, anything else to say?
Enjoy some Japanese Kit Kats if you can get your hands on them. They're great. And we'll be back in October with maybe something spooky.
Until then, stay hungry.
Quick end of the show update here, everybody. I did try those hard candies. The two in the green and teal packages, even though they were, one was described as chocolate, one was a different flavor, they were both kind of waxy and bad. The flat tops was not bad. It was kind of a butter toffee, almost like a Werther's original. I don't think they're going to affect the score that we did on the show. They were as bad as the bad parts of the Filipino sweets and as good as the good parts. I liked the butter toffee of the flat tops. So no change in the rankings, but wanted to update you on the hard candies. Stay hungry, everybody.
This has been a Kleitas Media production.